Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather, sport.
An elderly man has been found dead inside a home in Phoenix, north of Durban. Details surrounding the incident are unclear, but emergency crews say they were called to a residence in Wayland in Northcroft this morning. KZN VIP medic spokesperson Gareth Naidu.
It's believed that an elderly male was found deceased in his home with injuries suggesting a strangulation which may have occurred. Sadly, the male was confirmed deceased and the scene was handed over to SAPS for further investigation. Circumstances leading up to the incident cannot be confirmed at this time, and anyone with information should contact the Phoenix Police Station.
A Durban man has begun serving a 5-year prison sentence for possession and attempted use of counterfeit money. Nxolisi Gogo was sentenced in the Durban Regional Court this week after pleading guilty to trying to exchange fake 200 rand notes in the city centre. He was caught after unknowingly approaching a police officer and a security guard who immediately arrested him. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkusunkara.
Offences of this nature should not be taken lightly, as the artificial increase of currency supply also contributes to inflation, thus increasing the price of items, thereby making innocent citizens the inevitable victims.
And abroad, landslides and floods triggered by heavy downpours in Nepal and neighbouring India have killed at least 60 people. Torrential rains have lashed Nepal since Friday, leaving at least 43 people dead and 5 others missing. Across the border in India, at least 20 people have been killed in West Bengal state after heavy overnight rain unleashed flash floods. Rescue operations in both countries are underway. And finally, Donald Trump could appear on a new $1 coin to mark 250 years of American independence. A proposed design shows the president in profile on the front with the word Liberty above him. The other side shows Trump holding a clenched fist alongside the words fight, 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 a reference to his assassination attempt last year. Critics are arguing the plan is against a law that says people can't appear on US coins. And back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over western and southern KZN this afternoon. Western KZN is also under a yellow level 2 warning for damaging interior winds for tomorrow. Some transport routes and travel services may be affected by the wind, and there's a risk of localized runaway fires and danger to life. Otherwise, partly cloudy conditions are expected across the province tomorrow. Durban will reach a high of 25 degrees, Newcastle 27, Richards Bay and Ladysmith 29, Pietermaritzburg 28, Ulundi 31, Mooi River 26, Kokstad and the Berg 24, and 23 for Margate. Morning swells are reaching 2.5 metres at the Durban beach with sunrise at 28 minutes past 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.